In a country town like Wardsboro, people learn to make the best of whatever they've got. Which might explain the local enthusiasm for the Gilfeather Turnip Festival.
Well, back in 1800, whatever, a man came to the town by the name of Gilfeather. He brought along some turnip seeds and he put them in the ground. That's how the Gilfeather Turnip came to our tiny town.
The festival draws both visitors and locals to Wardsboro's town center. There are crafts vendors and musicians, turnip cookbooks and mugs. There are competitions for the ugliest turnip and the biggest, 25 pounds this year. Outside the town hall, there's a turnip cart piled high with the bulbous white roots. People crowd around to buy them.
Here's four. I owe you nine. My hands are a little frozen. There you
really?
Go.
Thank you very much.
Chris Tarney weighs the turnips for the customers and dispenses advice.
Do you know you can chop up these greens for food?
Yeah,
just like you do spinach. Yeah, put it in a vase of water and you'll freshen that up.
Upstairs in the town hall, there's a sit-down meal. The menu includes turnip casserole, turnip coleslaw, turnip mashed potatoes, even turnip bread and donuts. Helen Eddy loves the turnip soup.
Well, I like the soup. That's my favorite. Yes, I make it at home. I grow my own turnips.
The festival brings in thousands of dollars each year for the Friends of the Wardsboro Library. Turnips have been a source of revenue in Wardsboro for a long time. Carol Bishop Backus now lives on the hill farm where John Gilfeather grew his famous crop.
He would take wagon loads with a horse and wagon of turnips down to Brattleboro to sell.
Backus says Gilfeather guarded his cash crop closely.
There's a story that John didn't want anybody else to be able to grow the turnip. So he would not only cut off the tops, but he would cut off the roots. Because if the roots are gone, you cannot plant it the next year and grow your own seed.
He must have given some seeds away because other farmers in the region had them too. But for many years, the only way to get Gilfeather seeds was from someone else who grew them. In the 1980s, a Dummerston couple packaged some seeds from Gilfeathers they were given by a neighbor and sold them at the Brattleboro Agway. Now, Gilfeather seeds are available from a number of catalogs. Most of those seeds were grown by Newfane farmer and farm stand owner Paul Dutton. Dutton says he doesn't make much money from the seeds. The turnips themselves are a different story. Dutton grows tens of thousands of pounds of Gilfeathers each season. He says they get sweeter in the cold. Well into November, most of his turnips are still in the field, their round tops sticking out of the soil.
Oh, here's a plump one here.
Dutton chooses a soccer ball-sized turnip growing close to two smaller ones. He holds the smaller turnips down with his boot and pulls up the one he wants.
You definitely want to have your foot on that one and just yank it out. Just like that.
94-year-old Wardsboro resident Gladys Bruce may be the only person living who actually remembers John Gilfeather.
Of course. He and my father are great friends. I was a little kid. He never paid any attention to me.
Bruce doesn't know for sure whether John Gilfeather gave the seeds to her father, but she says Gilfeather turnips were a staple in her family. She remembers thinning the sprouts as a little girl. The best-looking turnips were set aside for market.
We sold them in the fall when they were large and took the money to help pay the taxes.
The smallest roots went to the cows.
We had a turnip grinder. We used to grind them up. All the cows just loved them. When we was grinding, they'd hear them. They'd bellow and bellow and bellow. They want those turnips.
Bruce would often grab a bit of turnip from the grinder for herself. They're tasty raw, she says, but boiled with butter and salt, Bruce says they'd beat potatoes any day.
Now I like my turnips, and I like my turnip greens. And a Gilfeather turnip is the best I've ever seen. You can talk about your purple tops and your rutabagas too. I'll take a Gilfeather turnip in my venison stew. Well, you can eat them boiled, you can eat them mashed, you can even eat them in your hash. Gilfeather turnip is the best I've ever seen. Well, Gilfeather Turnip and Gilfeather Turnip Day.
Gilfeather Turnip in Wardsboro, Vermont, USA, 05355.
For VPR News, I'm Susan Keith.